Welcome to the Coaches Show. I'm Darren Joins, Williamson County Schools Athletic Director. Have a couple of special guests here today. We've got Coach Matt Kreisky, head football coach at Centennial High School, Coach Alex Melton, Franklin High School. Gentlemen, appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
Tonight's WCTV game of the week. They're always big ones. They're always WCS games. It's a region game, region game number three. But it's also pretty special because it's the annual Battle of Franklin. We'll start with you, Coach Melton. I'm sure that the students and community are particularly fired up for this one.
They are. They're excited. I mean, anytime, number one, it's a region game. But like you said, it's the Battle of Franklin, so it's a big game. Kids are excited. Community's excited, so it'll be fun.
Coach Kreisky?
Yeah, just echo what he just said. It's a huge game. Both communities really, really get into it. You know, as you look at our guys and our team, There's a lot of our parents who went to Franklin High School. Now their kids are going to Centennial. So it's a huge game. You know, and I know it's going to be a great atmosphere tonight. And, you know, it's going to be good for the kids.
Coach Melton, let's start with this one with you because it's a little different for you because it's a home game. It's a home game. It's homecoming. You know, lots of things going on. Talk about, you know, how you handle some of those roadblocks. I'm sure you've got players that are, hey, coach, I need to leave early and I want to work on the float. And how do you handle that stuff?
That hadn't been an issue. I mean, they hadn't left early for that. They do all that after.
Right.
You know, but there's a lot going on, and it's good for the kids. You know, homecomings is a big part of high school for all of them. And the, you know, obviously the players are a part of that. But we've got to limit distractions. We've got a big game. They know where their focus is. Homecomings all around the football game. I mean, it's based around that.
Right.
And so. It's a lot better when you're able to perform at a high level on your homecoming day, and they understand that and know that. We've just got to be disciplined. You know, they know what expectations are, and be smart that day, Friday with the parade and all that stuff going on, to make sure we conserve our energy, that we're doing what we're supposed to do to take care of the task in hand.
Coach Kreisky, obviously you would love to be playing at home, but when you start thinking about things like it's homecoming and we've got parades and that kind of stuff, there's probably some you can take from, okay, at least I don't have to deal with that part.
Yeah, you're right about that. I'm probably not the best one when it comes to homecoming and things like that. But, you know, again, I know the kids, when that whistle blows at 7 o'clock, that all that stuff goes out the window. All they're thinking about it, they're facing Centennial, and they're going to be, I know Coach Melton and his staff do a great job. They're going to have these guys prepared and ready to go. So, you know, we really don't look at that, you know, as an advantage because, you know, again, you throw the records, you throw everything out the window when you get involved in this game, because this is Centennial Community versus Franklin Community, Battle of Franklin. It's huge, and I know that it's both sides are going to be up and ready to go Friday night.
Let me ask you guys how you handle this. Do you acknowledge that this one might feel a little different to the kids, or Coach Melton, do you just say, hey, it's another one, let's do the same thing? I know there's always going to be an element of that, but do you address that? Hey, I know it's Centennial, I know it's important, we're giving a helmet out after the game. Does that get brought up, or you just say, let's treat it all exactly the same?
Well, they know. I mean, you know.
You're not going to fool
them? And they know. It's a lot of these kids know each other. They've grown up together. Some of them went to the same schools together and stuff, so you don't have to talk about it much. But they know. I mean, so it's – you can't hide it, right?
Right.
So it's something they know and are aware of. And yeah, you talk about it and bring it up. But again, it's a region game. They're just a little bit closer, you know, if that makes sense. And they know each other probably a little bit better than some of the other guys on the other teams and stuff like that. So it's, you know, it's a good rivalry. There's no bad blood there. It's just I think all the kids kind of like each other and get along. It's just they want to beat us, we want to beat them. You know, it's just that type of competition, which is what competition is.
Coach Kreisky, same kind of approach?
Yeah, I mean, just like he said, you know, it's a region game, you know. When I first came to Williams County, got to Centennial, we were not in the same region, so it was a little bit, I felt like it was a little bit different. But as you know, I mean, you've got to win. If you want to get that 11th game, you've got to win region game. And tonight's going to be, it's huge, you know. Whoever walks away, you know, has a chance for that 11th game. So it's huge, and that's what our main focus has been. You know, our goal all year is trying to get that 11th game, and that's been our focus this week. It'll help us take that next step if we're able to do what we're capable of doing tonight.
Coach Matt, I want to ask, and if you guys don't feel comfortable answering this, don't, but maybe this is just me. One of the things I noticed here when I was coaching, I felt like there was this, we know each other. And at some times I thought, it seems a little too friendly. That's like the competition, man. Let's be a little more angry. I see the NFL guys switching jerseys after the game. I don't get it. Like, you just beat me. I'm a little bit mad. I'm going to shake your hand and do all that kind of stuff, but I don't want to hang.
Yeah.
Is that, do you feel that at all, or is that just me?
I don't think it's that way. I mean, you know, they want to win bad, so do we. But it's not a hate thing. It's just a competition.
Yeah.
Thing. I mean, which is the way it should be, right?
Right.
I don't think it's, you know, we're going to hug and all that after and all that stuff, you know. You know, I like Coach Christy, but we may hug, you know, bro hug at the end. But, you know, it's I think it's good competition. And you know, if I'm competing against my brother, I got two brothers, so I'm competing against one of them. I want to beat them.
Probably even more, like, right?
That's right. That's correct. It's kind of that type thing, I think. Just being in the same community. You know, the schools are so close. The middle schools are close to feeder
right.
schools and all that stuff. So, you know, I just think it's like, you know, competing to get somebody in your family type deal. You know, it's just you want to beat them, but it's not because you don't like them. It's
yeah.
just because you're competitive.
So,
you hope your kids are competitive no matter what.
Right. So, Coach Christ, let me ask you this way. So if we could do it, obviously we don't do it, but you got the Battle of Franklin or whatever game, and maybe you come up on the short end and you look out there and you've got a player switching jerseys with somebody. Would that not, I'm telling you, when I see that, it drives me nuts.
I mean,
maybe it's just me.
It would probably drive me, you know, a little bit, but crazy. But, you know, I've been involved in this game. This is my seventh one, and I know after each one of them, either wins, either we won or lost, you see them talking. And then that's the entire, when you play people in Williamson
yeah.
County, they got buddies on the opponents. So it's, we're so close together. And I believe, you know, our group of coaches is, I think, a little bit different than Rutherford County. Like, we're kind of close.
Yeah.
We speak, you know. And so, you know, again, like you said, we all want to win. But at the end of the day, if the next week Coach Melton called me and asked me, you know, to help him out with some film or ask me some questions about another opponent, I'm going to help him out, do what I can, because it's always good. We always want to see teams in Williamson County win, and we compete hard on Friday night, but the next day or the next week, we're going to talk and help each other out and see what we can do to make sure, you know, helping each other out and helping each other's program out, and how can we, you know, just be there for each other.
Well, that's very well said, and I don't want to give anybody the impression I want people to be angry at one another. I just feel like maybe at sometimes, and I'm not saying in our games, but I do see with sports now, I just can remember as a kid even, being, even as my brother,
yeah. right.
I don't have brothers, but I'd be more mad. Yeah. Like I was like, dang, my dang brother just beat me. I don't even want to speak to that guy till tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you don't have to worry about that, because I get a daily text from John Wild. So he's sending me records, sending me all kinds of things that's happened the past 7 years. So he's the one poking. It has nothing to do with Coach Mack. It's John Wild.
That's fantastic. All right, let's talk about this rivalry a little bit. So it dates back to 97. One of the things that we talked about before the show was how there's been streaks. At the beginning of this, when Centennial first opened, Franklin won the first 15. That was from 97 to 2011. But since then, Centennial actually holds a 6-5 lead, but it's been in streaks. We had a time where Centennial won 4 straight, then Franklin won 3 straight, and then Centennial breaks that streak last year. Something else I thought was interesting. Now, obviously, you've been in different classes some years too, but there's only been one playoff game. Centennial won that one in 2012. The teams had played the last week of the season, and then they turned right back around and played the first round of the playoffs. Again, you guys weren't involved in those, but I thought that was fascinating looking at it. But talk about what a challenge that might have been, Coach Melton, if you play a team last week. It happens, I think, in basketball and maybe baseball, but there's so many games. Mm-hmm. You guys only have 10. If you had to play a team week 10 and then play them the first round, I don't even know how that happened, but I guess the way we've got it set up now, it's not even possible.
Yeah.
But that would be tough.
It is tough. It's tough to beat a team or play a team twice anyway.
Yeah. But back-to-back weeks.
Right, and make it even more difficult because you got a better idea of tendencies and things like that. They know what you're going to do. You know, you've got film and stuff, but until you play them, see what adjustments
yeah.
they make versus you. So it definitely would make it tough to beat somebody or play somebody back-to-back.
Yeah, glad we don't do that.
No. You know, it's tough enough in our region. You know, you're going to play – probably match up with somebody that you've already played the second week of the playoffs, you get there, and that's always tough. So it's, I couldn't imagine playing them week 10 and turn around and play them in the first round of the playoffs.
Coach Kreisky 3-3 in this series. This will be game 7. Coach Melton 0-1 after last year's 34-7 Centennial win at Centennial. Let me ask you this, Coach Melton, because it was kind of a, you know, first year as head coach at Franklin. Was this game, did it feel a little bit different than the other WCS games even? I mean, I know they're all so hyped up. That's the beauty of playing here, is that all the games probably feel like a rivalry. But was this one a tad different being Franklin Centennial?
I can't remember to tell you. I mean, like you said, I mean, a region game in the county, we play a lot of county teams. I mean, they're all hyped up. Again, I think, you know, if it is a little different, it's because of the proximity of the schools and same community, drawn from the same community, and the zones are so close and that type of stuff. You know, a lot of kids, like I said, have gone to school together and grown up together, being this close together. So that might be a little bit of a difference, but, you know, obviously it's a region game, man, in Williamson County. It's important, and it means a lot to the kids and the fans and the student sections and all that, so.
And Coach Kreisky, this is number 7 for you. Have you noticed that with your kids, the parents, just the week, it's a tad different than the other ones?
I'd say a little bit, you know, just, again, like he said, the region game. But also, we have so many parents that went to Franklin High School. Now their kids go to Centennial. So it's a little bit different, I'd say, from our perspective and from our group of kids. And you know, it's... They would like our community really gets into this game and gets behind it.
Well, and it may be something to do with the growth in WCS, but I think if, and the Franklin people would tell you this, if you went back before Centennial existed, current day Centennial sort of looks like past Franklin in terms of who went to school there, where they live. Yeah. So it's interesting you say that, because I've met a lot of those people. Hey, we're Centennial people. Went to Franklin. We're Centennial people now. It's almost like... current Franklin's not really like old Franklin.
Yeah.
Does it feel like maybe that way too, Coach Kreisky, and talking to your folks?
It does. It really does, because, you know, like you said, you say we got Tanner Lee. You say Lee's, you know, there's a lot of Lees that went through Franklin High School. You know, so that's seeing the old Franklin and, like you said, the new way Centennial is, you know, it's got that feel to it, like you mentioned.
Well, and I, you know, it is awesome how everybody does want to win, but that getting along part of it is kind of cool, and people recognize the history of the game, and hey, it is a game, right? I mean, we're trying to win, and livelihoods are based on it, but when it comes down to it, it's a game that should be enjoyed. Let's talk a little bit about last week's game. Coach Kreisky, your team with a very comfortable 24-0 win over Dixon County. I know there were some parts of that game that you weren't totally happy with, but you have to be real happy with the shutout for your defense. I mean, come on, that's a great performance.
Yes, you know, that's one of the things, you know, stress, defense, you know, executing, playing well. They did a great job. I feel like we could have done some other things to really help us out. I feel like we dropped a couple of interceptions that could have really put the game away really earlier than what it was. You know, like you said, offensively, again, we mentioned, you know, it's not a Williamson County game, so, you know, we've got to find ways. We're traveling to Dixon. Had to warm up on the practice field, so I was trying to find ways to get the kids excited and get them going. You know, we started out, we drove the ball down, then we fumbled like on the 3-yard line. We offensively, I thought we played well at times. We just didn't finish our drives, didn't execute the entire game like I thought we should have. You know, so we spent this week just correcting our mistakes and getting better and really harping on finishing drives, executing for tonight's game.
It's funny, Coach Kreisky, how we're all like this as coaches. You know, wherever we're at with the season or team, there's going to be things we want to do better. Think about, you're 5-1. 2 or 3 years ago, you would have said, hey, man, we'll take 4 wins, whatever we can get. But as your team's gotten better, you're raising that expectation with them, right?
Yes, sir. You cannot tell them. Can I get complacent? We've always, each week we've got to get better. You know, and I think our seniors have done a really good job pushing the group. You know, our front five, they're all seniors. And you know, I can't say enough about our offensive linemen and what they've done this year and how they lead this group. And you know, they would want us to run the ball every single play and then not throw it at all. That's the kind of guys they are. They're fun to be around, fun to coach, and it's fun just watching them lead this team.
Well, and Coach, I know this, and we're not really looking at this at this point, but I know there's been some conversations. There's a chance maybe you move down in class with your numbers that are turned in, but I'm wondering this, and this is why I'm asking you. I know how it is with scheduling with you guys. Y'all do the 2-year schedules, and I bet you're having a little harder time and some conversations are, well, I don't know if we can play or not. Is that happening to you a little bit more?
Yes, and again, we got to wait and figure out, you know, where we're going to be. You know, if we're not in 5A, you know, I've already talked to Paul in Nolensville, picking them up, Coach Rathbone at Page, you know, because I've noticed, you know, the kids get excited playing the Williamson County team or somebody close by. And so that brings extra excitement, and you like the good crowds, the atmosphere that the Williamson County communities do on Friday nights. It's a neat atmosphere. So if we can, wherever we are, you know, if we happen to drop down to 5A, you know, I'd like to still schedule, you know, the teams that we played that were in our region this year, you know, to keep it up. Because it's good competition to help you get better each week.
Well, and I love that about you. And Coach Melton, we've talked about, you're the same way.
Yes.
You love those WCS games. You're not trying to get rid of Page off the schedule. Like, no, if we can work it out, let's play those games, right?
I think it's good for everybody. It makes you a better coach, makes the kids better players. The competition, the student sections are great. Everybody loves the atmosphere is great. So I think it's just good for high school football and high school experience for all the kids, not just the football guys, but for the school.
No doubt. And I appreciate that you guys have that attitude about it. I know our fans appreciate that too. Let's talk a little bit about your game, Coach Melton. You go on the road, 35-14 loss to McGavick, something that you've mentioned with your team. And it's important for any team, but particular, your team, you're younger in some spots. You've talked a lot about we can't turn it over.
Yes.
3 turnovers for 20 points, I think is right. And you look there's a difference in the game.
It didn't help, right?
I mean, you're going to turn it over some, right?
Yes, sir. And I mean, we love our kids, but there's very little room for error for us.
Yeah.
And definitely can't have, you know, turnovers that lead directly to turnovers in general. But last 3 weeks, I think we've had 6. 3 of those have led, 6 or more, but 3 of them have led directly to touchdowns, like scoop and score, 2 pick sixes. So that obviously doesn't help you, put you in bind. The kids have done a great job for the most part of fighting back, trying to dig out of that hole.
Yep.
We weren't able to last week, to get as close last week, you know, with some things. But there's not a lot of room for error for us. So, yeah, turnovers, you know, just alignment issue that hurt us on a 4th and short early in the game that could have helped with some momentum going in. You know, we didn't get that. So, but we've just got to keep working on it, you know, keep working on those things, eliminate those turnovers, create more. We've got to create more defensively. You know, and penalties and things like that. We have a hard time overcoming some penalties sometimes. So we just got to keep working on those things, those guys.
Talk about the continued development of Brewer Wilson. I know he's a guy we talked about, 22-39, 220 yards last week. Rocco Pinea has a good game with 2 rushing touchdowns. It seems to me you're getting some different names, though, that we're seeing show up, which is good. It can't be just the same guys every week, but in particular, seems like Brewer's a guy we talk about a lot, keeps playing better. He's a young fella, but he's getting better.
He's done a great job. I mean, a couple interceptions here recently, but that, you know, he's such a just an even keel type of kid as
right.
a sophomore. You know, he's just not, he doesn't get too shook up about anything. He's done a great job, really, of managing the game and making good decisions. You know, a couple things we got to work on here the last couple weeks, or from the last couple weeks. But, I mean, it doesn't. If he makes a mistake, it doesn't bother him. He learns from it, moves on. If he makes a great play, he gets excited about it. But he doesn't let that affect the rest of it.
Yeah,
you know, he's been really good. Good thing is he's young and he's learning. Will continue to do that. But he's just a winner. He's a great leader. You know, not a really vocal guy, but he. He leads by how he works and how he does and how he carries himself, you know, which is good. So, you know, Rocco obviously had a good game. So we've got some guys, you know, had to move a little bit here and there, you know, trying to find the right combination and whatever to make it all work. But we've got all of our seniors have done a great job of just, you know, continuing to come back every Monday for them and coming back to work and things like that. So it's been good.
Well, I know you're proud of that because let's face it, for anybody, coach, players, you know, if you don't get what you want, which ultimately what you want is winning. Right. When that doesn't happen, it can be tough. But certainly I think about it. I know we had this conversation a few years ago, Coach Kreisky. We looked at, I think we were talking about Summit. And when you were obviously there at Summit, you know, that 0-10 year, and then you fast forward and you're in the state championship game and you win it, and then you're back in that game the next year. Your guys that are sophomores right now, I got a feeling they're going to look back and go, hey, those tough times made it pretty exciting right now. I see that's where your team's heading, and Coach Kreisky, your seniors have lived that, right?
Yes, and like you said, some are going 0-10. We were these seniors were 3-7. Last year came off a 6-4 season, and then, you know, as we're progressing this year, you know, hopefully, again, like I mentioned, our goal has been to get to the 11th game this year. And so you see them grow, you know, when they get a lot of playing time as a sophomore, and then by their senior year, you know, really, because you don't really like, especially in this league, don't really like throwing a lot of sophomores in. It's tough. You know, you have to be special as a sophomore to really play and compete at the level you need to in this region. So, you know, throwing them in the fires is something I know a lot of coaches in this region don't like doing, but sometimes you have to, and it is what it is, but you'll see them, and you watch Franklin on tape. I mean, they fight, and they get after it week after week, and there's no quit in them, and so you see the improvement that they're making. You know, they're like you mentioned, they're a play here or there that could be a totally different season for them.
And Coach Mountain, you guys are both great about this, and I think all our coaches, you'd never make excuses. Awesome. But when you're talking about 6A and you're talking about playing those younger guys like Coach Kreisky talked about, in some other sports, look, you might, I'm a sophomore, I don't have experience, but your game's such a physical game. Mm-hmm. That's a tough row to hold now for some younger bodies playing in 6A, especially. Now, if we're talking about Class 2A, Class 3A, maybe not as tough, but when you're in 6A, this is big boy. And you're having to face those big physical, in a lot of cases in our league, power five kind of bodies. That's tough for a sophomore. Not to make excuses, but it's tough.
That's not, I mean, it's not, it's just the reality of it. I mean, it's a physical game, physical region. Our non-region has been physical with Riverdale, Stewart's Creek, you know, as a team that's better than their record, they're physical. You know, in all of our non-region games, McGavick, all of our non-region games, Page, Nolensville will be. We don't talk about our youth. I mean, it is what it is. But I'm telling you now, our seniors, we've got several seniors, and they've been great. They're great. We don't want to overlook them because they lead. They have led this group, and they are the ones that keep coming back. And these sophomores are watching them to keep working no matter what.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, you can fight or you can quit, and they keep fighting. You know, and there's two things you can look at. You can look at a record on a sheet of paper, or you can watch film. Mm-hmm. We continue to watch film. We tell them they are what they put on film, and we like what they're putting on film. We've just got to clean up some things.
Yeah.
And that's our focus, is what we're putting on film. That's what we show them. We can't worry about, results are results. We're working like crazy to change results.
Yeah, that's right? Obvious. So. It really is. Looking at standings in the region, obviously this is a big one. Any region game is important. We've got Independence and Ravenwood both sitting at 2-0. Brentwood Centennial 1-1. Franklin Summit 0-2. You guys talk about this. In the past, and this is throwing no shade at Dixon, but it's a reality. We all kind of knew that was a win. And we got to win that one, and we got to win one more, and we're a playoff team. Now, you got to win a couple of these. So this game, for several years, Coach Kreisky, who won this game, was the playoff team. Well, now it's probably this one and another one. Mm-hmm. So that's made it even tougher. Wouldn't you agree, Coach?
Yes, sir. You know, once you took Dixon out and put inserted Summit, you know, it's made the region even tougher. So, you know, that's why pretty much every region game is almost like a playoff game. You've got to win it and make sure you get in. You want to win. You know, if you win at least three region games, you're for sure in. You know, two can probably get you in, but you don't know with the way the region is and how tough competition week in and week out. So you don't know what's going to happen. But, it's going to be tough tonight and you know, hopefully our guys will be ready.
Coach Melton, and again, I know you guys don't spend a lot of time looking at other regions, but, you know, you look at Rutherford, for example. Oakland has been, I mean, they've been the team the past few years. But when you're talking top to bottom, to me, I think we're like the SEC here. I mean, you know, there's just no week off here ever.
It's tough every week. I mean, it makes for a great atmosphere, and and great competition for our kids. Like I said earlier, I think it makes everybody better when you're having to play that. It's a great region. Rutherford County's got a great region. There's just Middle Tennessee in general, in my opinion, has great football. I mean, you just look around, it makes everybody better, and it's exciting to be a part of.
Coach, let's talk a little offense, Coach Kreisky. Brendan Jones, to me, he's a young man. And I know he's played some quarterback for you before, but in a way, it wasn't just him, right? It wasn't just his job. It's his job. He's waited his turn. He's a great young man. He's stepped up for you and been a really nice leader.
Yeah, he's done great. He played a lot as a sophomore, played some last year quarterback. But this year, I think this out of, you know, all 3 years, this is the most comfortable he's felt. He's doing everything we're asking him to do. He's leading. He shows very little emotion, you know, even good and the bad. You know, he's a quiet kid. He leads by example. I think his reads have gotten a lot better. And just his knowledge of the game of football. And he's done a great job, getting the ball out this year. And so, you know, and also doesn't hurt having Tanner Lee back there, being able to, you know, run the ball like he's capable of doing. And like I mentioned earlier, you know, our guys up front executing and doing everything we ask them to do. But Brendan has done a great job this year for us.
And on the defensive side of the ball, Coach, I went back and looked at this, only giving up 12 points a game. You got to be pleased with that side of the ball, too.
Yes, sir. You know, we've got a great, you know, great group of guys working on the defensive side of the ball. You know, defensive lines led by Keegan Scruggs. He's done a great job this year for us. Our two inside linebackers, Caleb Workman, Matthew Rowan, have done great. And then also Dylan Bruton spills them when needed. Secondary, you know, we've got Kenai Johnson at corner. But one of the surprise guys this year in the secondary for us has been Dominic Reed. You know, he's really adjusted to the game of football. You know, he's a really good basketball player for Coach Moore. And for him to really buy in and stick football out, you know, we're really glad. And the year that he's having, you know, what he able, you know, to do on the basketball court and also on the football field. And, you know, and I can't say enough about Coach Moore just really pushing him to, because I know he, throughout the summer and throughout the spring, he had some thoughts, you know, maybe just sticking, you know, with basketball. And Coach Moore really, really pushed him and made him realize, you know, you're only in high school once. You play as much as sports as you can. So that's been huge. And for his game to translate, what he's done on the field has been really great for us.
Well, and Coach Kreisky, you're certainly a guy, and I know Coach Melton as well, that you're really do it all. Mm-hmm. If you want to play one, play one. You want to play three, do that too. And it's nice to see when the adults don't get in the way.
Yes.
Because sometimes, let's face it, the grown-ups are the ones that mess it up.
They are. You know, they're only in high school once. Let them play as much as they can. Because, you know, after you leave high school, there's very few guys that are going to play at the college level. So when you put the football pads away, they're usually gone forever. You don't get another chance to play. There's nothing against basketball, baseball, but you know you can pick a basketball up and shoot it as you get older, but you can't put on full gear and go out and hit somebody without getting hurt, probably.
Unless you're in the Fairview
alumni game, yeah.
Which I don't know how we're getting away with that, by the way. But we're going to let it ride.
Yeah.
We're going to let it ride, but yeah, that's kind of interesting. Hey, let's talk about your team, Coach Melton. We talked about offensively. Play a Brewer, you got some other guys stepping up and contributing. You know, and you look at your defense, because let's face it, you look at last week with those turnovers, you see that you give up 35 points, but a lot of that's not on the defense. Your defense has played pretty well at times. In particular, if you look at you in the first half, I think that depth maybe at times has shown up the second half, but there's been some bright spots for your defense for sure.
There has. I mean, they've been playing hard or whatever. Getting us late in the game is a big play. You know, we got an opportunity to make a stop, to get the ball back to the offense, to maybe take the lead, tie the game, and we hadn't been able to do that late on some third downs and things. So, like I said, it's just half a fit here, half a fit there, just very little room for error for us. But they're playing hard, and we'll keep working on those things. But, yeah, they play well, and offense has played well at times too. I mean, we've had some things, some opportunities there, and then we get a penalty or something. We've ran the ball well at times and controlled the clock. But just hadn't been able to finish as well sometimes as we want to, and that's offense and defense. Finishing on defense is getting off the field on third down, third and fourth down, and late in games we haven't done that as well as we'd like.
Well, and I love what you talked about earlier that, you know, the film, that's what we're looking at. It is what it is on the film. And I'm sure you feel this too. Forget the record. There's not a person I've talked to, and I know Coach Kreisky would agree with this. Your football team is a better football team than you were a year ago. And I think the film probably shows it.
Well, that's the goal each year, I think, right? I mean, is to keep working. The film, you know, you've got to be able to show the kids something. They've got to believe, and they do, and they can see it, you know, how close it is at times and things like that. But I'm telling you, man, we love these kids. They just come back on Monday regardless, and they just keep working. And that's all you can ask for those kids. They're going to get our best. We get theirs. You know, you got to think, believe at some point we're going to change results for those kids, and that's what it's about.
Well, that's what coaching's all about, right? You coach sports for a long period of time, as most of us have. You're going to have the great ones and the middle level ones and the lower ones when you're talking about wins and losses. Gentlemen, I appreciate you being here. We're excited about the Battle of Franklin tonight, the WCTV game of the week. Certainly appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedules. Yes,
thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us for the Coaches Show. We'll see you next time.